That's why I came in. I told my wife, if I don't go now, I'm not going.
Okay, so continuing over here in the meat of MS. So he brings a Gemara Sanhedrin, page Vav, if you have this version. So he says, with Sanhedrin, but over to the Kushta. In Sanhedrin, there's a story of the people of Kushta. So let's learn the story of the people of Kushta, okay? So it's a story in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf, I'm going to bring it up over here. A daf tzadi zayin amud aleph. So, one second. Go back. Sanhedrin. This is the Maisa. Maisa goes like this. And we'll share it on screen. Why don't I see the story here? I don't know. Okay, so it's right here. I saw it before. Okay. Yeah, so there's a story like this. Reb Chaim brings the mice from Kushta, the people of Kushta. The Gemara, the story goes like this. Amar Ravam, Reshav Amin Aleka Kushta Ba'alma. Rav Shaki says, I originally thought that there was no truth in the world. Amar Li Ahumer Abonav Rav Tavis Shmei. So there was a person named Rav Tavis. Amri Le Rav Tavim Yishmei. If you give him all the riches of the world, he would not have changed his word, he would not have lied. There was a city called Kushta, and that city of Kushta, no one ever lied over there. No one ever lied. No one ever died. The stomach means that a person wouldn't die below Zmanan, Rav Chaim explains. If you notice, he puts in that Doivrei Emes, both the Kushta Mavor, that Doivrei Emes in Mason below Zmanan. They die eventually, but they don't die below Zimna. It's like he's already saying appears in the Gemara. That's what the Gemara means. They don't die when it's not the time. So, what was the story? Takanon died there. Nesiva Itzaminoim. So this guy was very excited. He also doesn't lie. And he found the whole city of people that doesn't lie. Kavadik. So he made a shidduch with a woman from there. Vavlo Taratin Benin Mina. And he had children from her. Yoimachar Aviyasa Divisu. One day his wife was there. Kachaifa Rasha. She was washing herself, washing her hair, whatever. Asa Shivavase. The neighbor came, Tarfa Adasha, and she knocked on the door. Sover Lava Erchai. I'm going to say she's washing her. It's not patnias to say, you know, she's in the shower, whatever. It's not appropriate. So Amar La Leisa Hacha. So I said, she's not here. She's not home. Shechivu Le Tartin Benin. The two children died immediately on the spot. Also Inish Da Astro Lekame. So the people in the city heard two people died in the city. Something's up. People don't die over here. Why is someone dying over here? So they came over. Amrulay Maihai. What's the story? Amrulu Hachi Avamai. This is the story. Amrulay Matusinach. And children. Matusinach, please. Puk Ma'as and get out of here. Vlad Tigurbu, my son of Hanachim. Don't bring death into our city. So by that Shinu B'dibura that he did for the purpose of Tznias, Betzem, still. He brought death to the city. That means, so you see from that story that someone that that is not Mishana B'diburam will zoicha that they will not die below Zim. Now, Shinei B'dibura is even this little thing that we justify all the time. You know, what you asked yesterday, he's going to deal with in the next paragraph.
Because what should he have said now? He should have said, my wife is washing, meaning he should have been.
Right, maybe he's not in Shinei, she's not available. Busy. That's what Chaim was going to say. We'll get to that in a second. Over Sefer Chassidim, it's an unbelievable Sefer Chassidim over here. This could be one of the pshatim. What's pshat? You go to a gadol for a brach. Just dive into it, right? So he says an unbelievable pshat here. He says, "Adoyver emes ve'ena rotzu la'achshav sheker b'lo l'daber sheker." A person that speaks the truth and never wants to mimishane from the truth at all. A few dvarm sheyechoshev v'sheyedaber, avapish leiskavim lahem, If a person will never, he never say, he always says the truth. He's never mishana from the truth. He never even considers saying the opposite. Hashem will make it that his dvarim will be niskay. Shenemar v'tigzar oimer v'yakim loch. If you're geizer, I have to be mekayim. That means if you were so careful your whole life, whatever you said, it comes true. Then when you give someone a haftacha, it has to come true because that's part of the midah of emes. And if a person perfects the midah of emes will come back and stand up for him. And therefore that gives kach to his dibor. This is a boomerang effect that when a person utilizes the midah of emes now is there and will, says the Sefer Chassidim, will make sure that his words are miskayim also. Amazing zach. Umavur, shanizer malashaker. Someone that's careful from lying, yiskaimu kol brachoisav. Everything, all of his brachas will be niskaim. The kemoshu hu nizer shalo yishaker. Just like he is careful not to lie. Gam in hashmaim shoymer. In hashmaim, they will be careful. Shakoma shayoymer ye emes. Everything that he says will turn out to be true. The yiskaim, that will be niskaim as well. So that's the pella of the midah of emes, how the midah of emes in the world is poel, it will bring out the emes. Okay, now that's an amazing zach. Someone alive lies, his oinish is great. Why? Why is it like oved avodah zarah? So I assume it's like oved avodah zarah because a person thinks that why are they lying? They're lying because they need to accomplish the goal. So, like, the ends justify the means. Listen, I gotta get what I gotta get. A person doesn't realize that if they do the right thing, Hashem will give them what they want. Hashem will give them what you need. So, to a certain degree, when a person lies, they're really being kaifer because they think they're in charge and the way their method of getting their results is gonna work. And that's not true. Lying has nothing to do with the fact that you're going to hurt someone. Even with, regardless of the fact that you may or may not hurt anybody. A person that's lying will not be mekabel shechina. This is the einish of a person who tells who lies. So the boy that cried wolf is not just a fairy tale. It's also a Gemara in Sanhedrin. You should answer. A person should accustom themselves to say any idea. I don't know. Now, he says in parentheses, let's say you do know. What's the Gemara saying? The answer is mashma shezeina sheker shebechol davar yesh pratim shein yidea. It's not called lying because I'm sure you don't know it fully. You may think you know it, but you probably don't know it as well as the guy as you know fully, and therefore it's okay to say I don't know it. Now this next thing is what you've discussed the other day. Okay, so someone here mentioned yesterday. That aren't there places that it's brought down you're allowed to lie? Mishana mipnei hasholom. The Gemara says three cases for tznius, for anivos, and if you were a guest by someone's house, rechilos.
To avoid
the story of rechilos. So he says there, he says, kasev sefer chassidim, the gam mashi hitiru chachamim. This that you're allowed to be mishane, ubahani plus mili mishanu rabbanon b'masechta b'purai over shpiza. Those three areas are allowed to lie. Ein loymar sheker mamish. It does not mean you can lie. Ela lishna de mishtama l'trei anpi. Say something crafted in a way that could be mashma either way. Shasheni yite b'zeh, so that the other person will be toya.
So
a person, he's mechadashir, in the Sefer Chassidim, that no, it is not permitted to lie straight out. What you can do is, in order to protect the tznias in the situation, you're allowed to say something which maybe indicates, you know, a shinui, right? But you're leaving it up for translation, right? So, you know, that's enough. What's the case of Ushpiza? You know, were they good to you there last night? You know, so you say it in a way that, like, you know, you don't say they're terrible hosts, you know. You can say, oh, I've seen better, or whatever. Maybe you have. You know?
If you tell them it was good food, so everyone's going
to
want to stay
with them. That's what I'm saying, exactly. So you want to say it was bad, but you can't say it was bad because it was good. So say another way. I've seen better. You know, figure out a way, but to flat out say sheker is inappropriate. Now, this is very negiah other areas also. People sometimes ask in certain areas about, I don't want to get involved in halacha, and I'm not saying my own shita and anything like that. But there's people sometimes ask about different things about, you know, what type of income is reportable, is you have to report for taxes and report for different types of programs. And every program has its own definition of what's called income, what's not called income, whatever. But no matter what, a person can never fill out or write down any sort of any law. Whatever the psak is about how to fill out the particular document, you're not allowed to do that. So what's the makar for this? What's the makar, Dr. Chaim, for the Sefer Chassidim? Where does Sefer Chassidim get this from that you cannot lie straight out? So he says it's a Medrash Rabba. It says by Yaakov Avinu, Ad Asher Ova Yaladoini Seira. Now Yaakov Avinu said to Esav, go to Seir, and I'll meet you there in Seir. In fact, the Medrash, Amar Ravo, Chazarno, Kol HaMikro, we went through the whole Tanakh, V'loi Matzono Shalach Yaakov Avinu Eitzel Esav, Lahar Seir. He talking never went to Seir. He never went there. Right? Miyama, after Yaakov Amiti Haya, he was a truthful person, boy, and he's fooling his brother. Ella Amasai Hoya, who bought Etzle lost in love. You know when he's going to come, he's lost in love. So what's Yaakov Avinu telling Esav? Right, think about the conversation. Hey, Esav. Esav's like, yeah, Yaakov, I love you, man. I love you, bro. Let's hang out. So what does Yaakov Avinu say? Yeah, go to Seir. I'll meet you there. When? Yeah, about 3,000 years. We'll see you then. What's he saying? It's not a sheker. L'maisa's not a sheker. So it's L'maisa. You misled him because you had to, because it's a sakana to go with him. Fine. But you can never lie. That's the Mara's Avagav Sha'asa Kedin. He was allowed to. Like it says in the Gemara by the Zari, Shoshin is down in Lagoy, Sha'aloy Lehechan Oilech. The guy wants to tell you where you're going. Yarchim Lois Haderach. Tell him you're going somewhere far away. You come up with Yaakov Avinu Shaya Amiti. He was part of the media's MS, she would have never said a flat out inconsistency or lie. The commerce, Shakim and Sha'asad Lavai, Rak Esav Lehev. He was saying he's going to get to Lassad Lavai. Just Esav did not understand his message. That's the point. So ultimately, the point is that even those areas, apparently, you know, he's saying the line straight out of Stack Oss. Right? Fine. So we'll continue tomorrow night.
Thank you so much.